Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to The Feminine Reset. You know that feeling when you're navigating a relationship, and it feels like there's this invisible weight you're carrying? This heavy lifting, the emotional work, I'm talking about emotional labor. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, another self-help podcast, trust me, this is different. We're not just throwing around buzzwords. We're diving deep into why emotional labor is crucial for healthy relationships, the kind that make you feel supported, understood, and genuinely happy. Because let's face it, in a world where everything feels so fast-paced and demanding, it's easy to neglect this vital aspect of connection. But I promise you, mastering emotional labor isn't just some fluffy concept, it's the secret sauce to building strong, resilient relationships that truly nourish your soul. Alright, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will totally transform how you view and practice emotional labor in your own life. First things first, understanding what emotional labor actually means. It's not about doing all the womanly tasks like cooking or cleaning, although those can definitely feel emotionally taxing at times. No, it's more about the mental and emotional effort you put into managing your emotions and those of others in a relationship. Think about it. Anticipating needs, communicating clearly, navigating conflict calmly, offering support, all that takes work. Second, recognizing that emotional labor is not a one-sided street. We've all been there. We pour our hearts out to someone only to feel unseen or unheard. Healthy relationships are a two-way street where both partners contribute to the emotional well-being of the other. It's about finding a balance, checking in with each other, and making sure that the load isn't solely on one person's shoulders. Ever felt like you were constantly carrying the weight of your partner's emotions? You know, being the emotional dumping ground. Third, understanding the impact of unmet emotional needs. When our emotional needs aren't met, we can start to feel resentful, isolated, and even drained. It's like trying to run a marathon on an empty stomach. Eventually, you're going to hit a wall. So it's crucial to communicate those needs openly and honestly with your partner. Don't expect them to read your mind. Clear communication is key to building a strong emotional foundation. Fourth, learning to set healthy boundaries. This is huge. Saying no sometimes doesn't mean you're being selfish. It means you're prioritizing your own well-being and emotional capacity. It's about protecting yourself from burnout and ensuring that you have the energy and space to be fully present in your relationships. Finally, remember that self-care is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Taking care of your own emotional needs allows you to show up as your best self in your relationships. When you're feeling balanced and grounded, you can offer more support, empathy, and understanding. Picture this. You're having dinner with your partner. Things are going well, laughter fills the air, conversations flow easily, and there's a genuine sense of connection. But then your phone starts buzzing with work emails. One by one, you find yourself checking messages, your focus shifting away from your partner. Your mind is racing, and you feel that familiar tug of stress. Now, this scenario might sound all too familiar, right? We've all been there, caught between the demands of our personal and professional lives. But here's where emotional labor comes into play. Instead of letting those work emails consume your attention, take a moment to acknowledge your partner's presence. Put your phone aside, make eye contact, and truly listen as they share their day. By making that conscious effort, you are demonstrating that their needs are a priority, fostering a deeper sense of connection and intimacy. So remember these key takeaways. Understand emotional labor. Practice it equally in your relationships. Communicate your needs openly, set healthy boundaries, and prioritize self-care. It's not about being perfect. It's about making conscious choices to nurture your connections and build relationships that truly thrive. Ready to level up your relationships? Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from this reminder, and don't forget to leave a review. Your feedback means the world and helps us bring even more valuable insights to you every day. Until next time, keep rocking those emotional muscles.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.